Daniel, Shane, of course, you're sure follow. Okay, so we ended the shiur yesterday with Ravadi saying that maybe on Shabbos there should be no need to say Hayom Yom, because the whole reason of Hayom Yom is because of the Ramban. So then on Shabbos you say, Shabbos anyway. Right. Now, so in this sefer, there's a sefer called Shira Shmuel on page 14.
11, 11.
This packet 11, yeah, I think so. Shira Shmuel. It's a wonderful sefer on Shir Shel Yom. Page 40 in the Sharblot, Shira Shmuel, Rav Per Shmuel Mantel. From B'nai Brak. I assume he's the Rav here in the community in Broyes is Rav Yisrael Mantel. But I don't know if, just to say if it's a cousin or a son, I'm not sure. So in that sefer, sure enough, so he quotes this Chikri Lev. He quotes this Chikri and then he quotes from the Sefer Noam Elimelech. So now, is the Noam Elimelech Yahrzeit? Is in the end of Adar. What day is the Yahrzeit? Yes. So the Yahrzeit of the Noam Elimelech. What's the date of the Yahrzeit? 21st of Adar. That was yesterday. Right? Right? It was
Yeah, it was
Purim.
yesterday. Yesterday. It was yesterday.
Okay, yesterday, so close enough. So in Parshas, so he quotes from Parshas
What page of the
Vayigash, page
Shiva
12.
today? Which one?
Yeah, he also says, it's a partial Vayigash. He discusses Yashar, the left side, page 12. Yashar, Tadomer, Husha, Yira, ain't Shaykh, El Masha, ain't of Rose. Masha, ain't of Nira, ain't Shaykh Yira, Kima, you know, you see Yisrael, Avahi, believe. Believe your whole and say, Atsmo, Fiodosha, ain't of Nira, Klau. Don't know exactly what that means because people sometimes could have fear in their hearts that they're not a reality either. I'm not sure. He says that ain't shaychel masha ain't a roa, so masha ain't a roa ain't shaychira. You may assert yare. Well, Ava believe yachol would say asma field domshin and nira claw. Can a boy bar who bavada haroa vein or nira, serfa domo ser believer as godal and sholto when or osov, if the osov is bar, or they say yovolo avarabo believer laboris bar. Kate's let's go here. Page 13. Page 13, the top right. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Chen Kol Yom V'Yom. Kidei L'Kasha Shabbos B'Mei Achol. Shegam B'Mei Achol Ya'avo B'Yei Yira Mitoch Avo. So Shabbos is his man of Ava, and he writes on the sideline here on page 12 in this edition of the Rabbi Melech of Be'er Mikdoshim. He writes on the side here, Shabbos he b'chinas Ava, we may call him Yira. Tzarech l'kashon b'Shabbos he had Yira b'toch Ava.
How does he know that weekdays are Yira?
How does he know that weekdays are Yira? So, I think. I think the idea is that the default is Yira. Ava is special on Shabbos. So he says, "That payment shall shop so so tomorrow." Where he, I mean, if you want to see a source, to look at the footnote. Hey, Sheed, Tikune Zor Ayches the Chilu B'Shis Yom Midchol. That's the famous Tikune Zor. Chilu, the Chilu means Yira.
Yeah.
B'Shis Yom Midchol. Ish imo v'aviv tirao, rechimo b'shabbos, kamei savich v'simecha, kad tispach v'amal, it's going on. But the Tikkuni Zohar says that the chil b'shishi mechol and rechimo b'shabbos. In Shabbos, we say a lot, Avar Ratzon, all these things that we say on Shabbos. But if you want to find a citation that says it, it's a Tikkuni Zohar. A lot of famous things are in the Tikkuni Zohar. People, it's also, as Rabbi Mandelman pointed out, from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but it's a separate book. It's not the same as the regular Zohar, it's Tikkuni Zohar. So a lot of very important quotations are coming from the Tikkuni Zohar.
So is that post Zohar or?
Well, if you hold it, they're both like I think Rabbi Melon told me they're both from Shimon Bar Yochai.
So I don't know. If you hold that they de Leon,
which one did he write first?
Oh, supposedly they were both written at the same time.
Why don't you look it up? My good friend here, Mordechai Schein, said I trust him for all bibliography things. Well, look up the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar. Sheehan wants to know, was they written at the same time, a different time?
It says it's a main text as the Kabbalah, which was composed in the 14th century.
What?
It's a separate appendix to the Zohar.
Right. So does that mean it was written after the Zohar? Appendix. The Baron, do you have Zohars in your house? No.
I'm still having trouble with the Nigla. When I finish the Nigla, then
from the National Library of Israel.
Yeah.
Zohar was first published in the 13th century and was later republished in the 14th century with the Nazar. Yeah. Yeah. Published in the 13th century, many knows about believe that the book was compiled close to the date of its appearance and that the editions of Ra'ayim
But this statement, whatever it may be, is in the Tikkuni Zohar, the Chilu v'shis yom v'dechol, rechibu b'shabbos.
According to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it was composed by the same person as who wrote the Zohar.
Yeah, that's what I think I heard from Rabbi Baruch Mandelman.
Yeah, the Leon.
Or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
Well, according to Rabbi either it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or it's the Leon in the 1200s.
I choose Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What can I tell you?
I'm not getting involved in a controversy like that.
No. There are the stars. This Zohar, this this Noam Elimelech. Do you ever know the Noam Elimelech? Do you ever know Elimelech at home in interview?
I think it's a Hasidic sefer.
Of course, it's a Hasidic.
Yeah, Melech Melejansk, no?
Yeah. No, so. I was going to show you that there's, I don't know if this edition has it. Maybe I shouldn't have Xerox on this. There's stars in the Noam Elimelech. On different words, the stars. So I heard from Rabbi Winevsky that the whatchamacallit, the, Kloisenberger Rebbe said, the Malachim Tatzin of the Shtein from the Noam Elimelech, that the Malachim dance on top of the stars of the Noam Elimelech. One second. Andy? But I don't know, this edition, if you have a regular edition, the stars, you should know about the stars of the Noam Elimelech, that the Kloisenberger is Rabbi Yosef Winevsky told me. Do you remember Rabbi Yosef Winevsky, either of you? Sure.
Yes, sure. I do. Yeah, shame he would never have seen the stars.
Yeah. But he knew about the stars.
Shame.
And he said the Malachim dance, that's what the Kloisenberger said. He said the Malachim are dancing on top of the stars of the Noam Elimelech.
Shalom Karmi used to sit in the library and read to him.
Correct. And I used to take him to lunch. Take him to lunch, take him to weddings. We were very close. We used to go places together. So he says here that, so he quotes that Tikkuni Zohar, that the Chilu B'Shis Yom V'Dchol and Rechimu B'Shabbos, and he says that Adam Tzarich LeKasher, the two last lines on page 12, Yimei HaChol B'Shabbos. We have to make a tie the days of weekday to Shabbos. Ki mei achol heim yira. Because savnu she yira tzricha lios mitoch ava. That's what he said before. The yira has to come through ava.
I get why Shabbos is ava. I'm not sure why the weekday, unless you say, as you say, that the default is Yira. How do we know the default is Yira?
Because that's a special thing, Ava.
And what does it mean, that people approach God through Yira during the week?
One second. Well, look at the paragraph before. He says, first he says this interesting point. Yeah, sure.
Sorry, where are you now?
I'm on page 12.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I got it. Thank you.
Ushayira ain't shayach ella bimasha ain't of roos. So it's interesting that yira is from what you see. You see something, it can be frightening.
That's not true, as you said.
Yeah. Those people sometimes hallucinate things.
Not even hallucinate, they think. They
imagine things.
imagine things.
But let's see what he's saying. Mamasha Aino Nira Ain Shaykh Yira Kimasha Kima Yis Misyare. I don't know what a psychology.
Is it Yira is from the Lashon of Lirot?
I don't know. Is he saying that? But he's describing that. I don't know if he's actually saying.
He says Yira Ain Shaykh Elabama. I mean, is that a play on words or it's just...
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a fascinating question. Well, if you look, really, we should look at the first beginning of the paragraph. V'yishayim of Yehuda. Nachti b'farsha psukim b'tehillim. Ki yiroshche evrosecho. Right?
Sorry, where did you go to now?
Went to the beginning of the thing, on page 12, on the right side.
Oh, thank you.
So he says, "Nagdibu farish apasuk b'tehillim fiyoscha evasecha, nihabori baruchu ain shaykh bo shum yira." In other words, Hashem is afraid. Hashem wants to be meitiv. But the only thing that Hashem is afraid of is that maybe Bnei Adam will sin, and therefore he won't be able to do that. Because he loves us so much that he wants to be mative to us, right? He wants to be mative. So the only thing Hashem is afraid of that maybe we're going to sin and then he won't be able to be mative because it wouldn't be right for him to be mative if we're sinning.
With respect, I don't think that that's the pshat of the pasuk. It's the yira that we feel for God, not that God has fear.
Yeah. So just like Hashem's yira comes mitoch ahava, kein adam tzarich lias yore kazo machmas amas abore. Sheyal mora al rosh olachto machmas amas shaoyv gabore. So Hashem is his fear is because he loves us so much he wants to be native, so he's afraid that we're not going to live up to the ability to be recipients, and he won't be able to be native.
Rabbi Simon,
one second, and therefore that's Hashem. So Hashem's yira comes from his ava, and the same thing for us. He says, same thing for us. So, and we're afraid Hashem
we're
loves
afraid
us.
Of the same thing. We're afraid of the same thing.
Yeah, Kain Adam Sarukh Yos Yare Shiara Mora Rosh Lachdo Mahmas Ava Shoev Labori Barakhtavia. Because we're our fear comes from the Ava because we're afraid that we're going to sin that's going to cause a rift. So since we have this Ava with Hashem, our fear comes from the Ava that the Ava might be.
No, so it comes out that Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are fearing the same thing.
We both have this Yira Mitoch Ava.
We're afraid we won't live up to the expectations, and he's afraid that we won't live up to the expectations.
Right. Right. So that's the idea that Yira is coming from the Ava. So that's why Adam Tzarech HaKasha Yimei HaChol B'Shabbos, on the bottom of page 12 on the left side, Adam Tzarech HaKasha Yimei HaChol B'Shabbos Ki Yimei HaChol Hem Yira. Because HaMash Yira Tzarech HaYos B'Toch Ava. That's why Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. V'chei B'chol Yom Yom K'day L'Kasher HaShabbos Mei Achol Shegam B'Mei Achol Yeh Ava Yeh Yira B'Toch Ava. Sheyira He B'Toch Ava Azad Gam B'Mei Achol Dikroim Shabbos K'Gam K'Mei Madregos Ava Avol Einam K'Mo Shabbos Atzmo K'HaShabbos Hu Rak Ava Levat Avol Yimei Achol Heim Yira Machmas Ava. Zeh Nikra Mikza Shabbos. Zeh Remez B'Pasek Eshabsosa. It's Olam Shnei Shabbosos. Hey, Bimei HaChol V'Yom HaShabbos. Wow. In other words, Shabbos is Kulo Ava, and Chol is Yira that stems from Ava. Rubas Yimei HaChol B'Kevah Matav V'Maharos She'enam K'mo Shabbos. That's why it says Shabbososa, two Tufts. Amazon, yeah. And that's the idea that you have to be Mekasher, the Chol to the Shabbos. And so that's a fascinating idea that he has. And in this Sefer, Shira Shmuel, he quotes this, Noam Elimelech. Yeah, now I'll let Shin say.
I don't think that's the pshat in the pasuk. Uchayiratcha avratach is. It's our fear of God. It's not God's fear.
Right.
Our fear of God is Avratach. That's, I think, the pshat. And he's turned it around and said that God fears.
K'mosha Yerushalcha, he mitach Ava, kein evrasecha chatamanish.
No, just look at the pasuk.
Okay. But that's not
chiddush. It's not pshat in the pasuk.
Yeah, but he's saying what do you call it, drush or whatever you want to call it. He's saying a fascinating idea that the way Rav Aaron pointed out that both are a fear. If you love somebody, you don't want to disappoint him. You don't want to disappoint somebody you love, and that's where the fear is coming. Because you have such a love, you're afraid to mess up because then you'll disappoint the one who you love. And so the year I'm afraid to mess up is stemming from the Av. And Rara says, and that is both ways. We fear Hashem because we're afraid to disappoint him. And Hashem is afraid that we're going to not live up. And he won't be able to, and he loves us, but he's afraid that, you know, he won't be able to shower thing because of that.
Then it's a very interesting idea because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the rules too. In other words, And
you can tell you that I'm going to shine.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu does change the rules because we know that we're chote, and b'chol zot he's good to us,
right?
But he doesn't. He prefer the other way, I guess.
You would prefer the other way, right? You prefer that
kibiyachol.
Kibiyachol, right? So, the Sefer Shmuel, Shira Shmuel says he quotes the Chikri Lev that we saw yesterday. Who quotes the Ramban? The Hayom Yom is about the remember Shabbos during the week. Right. So he says, Elohim based Talmud al pi anigla.
Where are you? What page?
Page 16. He says the two reasons al pi anigla to say hayom yom. One is what? The first thing that he says from the Seder Hayom, that we should remember Churban HaBayis. That's what we say, Shehalavim Omer Veis HaMikdosh. And then, that's the Shehalavim Omer Veis HaMikdosh. And then, the Kiyam of Zohar Shema Shabbos the Katcha.
The Ramban.
The Ramban. So he says, Elohim based to Abim al Pi Adigla. Kish Tam Dosav Shakasal Amikubolim Besidor HaRashash. Right? That's not the Rashash, the back of the Gemara. That's the Mikubol. The Inin Hul Horoski Kol Yimei HaChol Tzulim Nikshar Meshachim Yom Shabbos Musham Shnibshu Kol Lahem HaRosim. That's the Zohar I always like to quote in Parshas Yisrael. Kol brechosu le'elo l'tosu b'yom ha'shvital. And then he says, Shuv Ra'isi, that the Noam Elimelech says this idea of l'ksho yimei achol b'shabbos. So he says, "Shuv is menadi, but emes kol hagimel to amim nechonu mashlim echaz hasheni." He says all three. So he has three reasons of putting Shabbos in during the week. One is zechel. Let's see. Then the tam hasheni shu al pi Ramban. Then kabbitz is zochor. Hesagim omer hayom yom rishon v'sulo. Right. According to Ramban, you just have to write yom yom rishon b'Shabbos. You don't have to write say shaboy yom omer veis hamikdash. Muchach bivur mechidushim. Ask a Shabbos dafka do me the doshim notzinu shkos al chodesh rishon etc. Baram latamo shal amukubolim ikil haski a shayom kach kach acharei Shabbos daikil hor shakol yom nimshach batolim nishma meach Shabbos ומזל עשינו היום שאומרים כן תזון תכל חורבן ואיגול הסקי החצי השני שבו הם מביאים בעצם יקדש. So you have three reasons. The Ramban, the Zechel Churban, and the idea that Shabbos is Mashpia on the rest of the week. So he says, V'chora l'or kol gimel tamim yishmokam lomar שבשבס אין צורך להזכיר היום יום שבס קודש. שבשבס אין לדאוג לסבא לחורבן. On Shabbos, we're not לסבא לחורבן. תוך מזמן גוף אומרים יום השבס שיזכיר עצמו. And we don't have to remember Shabbos because we say with an extra sentence because it says מזמן של יום השבס. The time of Mekubalim gam kein in Shaykh. Because the Mekubalim was said, explain that Shabbos is Mashpia, but we're only speaking about Shabbos on Shabbos. We're not speaking about,
Why does he assume that mentioning the Beis HaMikdash is avelus on the Beis HaMikdash?
Well, that was the line that's the siddur of the Boston Rebbe.
We say after every Shmoneh Esrei, also on Shabbos, Shibana Beis HaMikdash.
Right. Well, let's see the lashon. Where would I put it? The Ezer or Yahoo? Let's see. Version we have shared now. Well, to all quoting. Where was the?
It was page 8.
Is this packet page?
No, that just says no. Page 8 is the series. We say that after every.
We took a look in the Seder Hayom on page 10. The Yom HaShir Shayu Levim Omrim Al Aduchman Hu Kedei Lizkor Churban Beis HaMikdash.
It's not the Boston Rebbe. It's this.
It's the Seder Hayom. I mean, he puts it together, but it's really the Seder Hayom says that the idea of the Beis HaMikdash is mentioning is remembering the Churban. Vakesh Beis Hashem Elokim Shiyachzor Atar Al Yoshna. He says that all those reasons...
It doesn't have to be, but okay, it doesn't have to be.
Right, all those reasons don't apply to Shabbos itself. And then he quotes here, Menusach Eidos HaMizrach. Sha'omrim HaMizmor Shir... Yom HaShabbos Rak B'Mitcha B'Shas Hachzaras HaSefer Torah La'Orn. Yesh Mekom Sh'Omrim Shom B'Boker B'Tfila V'Chol HaMinchagim Ein Omrim HaYom Yom V'Lai Mehay Tam Yishin Zbaya. But he says that if you look carefully, Shuv Ra'isi B'Sefer The Sefer Yeshurun.
I'm sorry. So Eidot HaMizrach, what do they do?
Eidot HaMizrach, they say Mizmah Shiel Yom HaShabbos Rach B'Mincha B'Shas HaChazaros HaSefer Torah.
Without a Koteret.
Yeah, without a Koteret. Then, if you skip for a second, easy to say the Baruch Sha Omar, the Baal Torah Tamima. I wrote a piece. I remember Rav Soloveitchik speaking about this. Baruch Sha Omar, the Torah Tamima, he says, and I write this in my Haggadah Shal Pesach, this discussion. And that is, the Baruch Sha Omar thought it was a total sofer that we say, and Yotav, we say, Bekadish Shrel, the Hasmanim.
The Rav spoke about that.
I remember when the Rav spoke about it. I heard the Rav speaking about it. That it should you should mention each yontif individually, not because of the hazmanim. That was a toast. That's what he held. It's not our meaning. I don't believe in changing the. You know, because with the Kubal Klal Yisrael that we say because this is the hazmanim, we don't change.
Did the Rav say each yontif separately?
I doubt it. No, he thought it was correct.
He
was wrong.
Right.
He was wrong.
It was wrong to do what?
To say that it was a mistake. The Torah to me said that the fact that we say Bikad Yisrael v'hasbanim is a mistake. We really should say Bikad Yisrael v'yom ha'sukkos. Bikad Yisrael v'yom ha'pein. So here he's saying, "Save Moshe Amar Bal Torah Tamima." Sheir Od Lama In Omrim B'Shabbes Kodesh Hayom Yom Shvi B'Shabbes. B'Yom Shvi Shabbos V'Yinachash. Because in time to time, the animal must keep Kol Yom as a Shabbos. I know people Bechilta. Shalu Yisrael Morim Hayom Kedar Shachem Morim. They Morim Shem Shabbos. I must keep Kol Yom as a Shabbos. From Nei Kvodo Shal Shabbos. Al Shabbos Atzmo. Eidu B'Siaches L'Zulaso. L'Kodesh L'Atzmo. Rav Marshes Kisisa. The Morim Shem Yimei Habriya. So he said the Torah to me says he mentioned Shabbos for covered Shabbos. That you didn't need in the on Shabbos itself. But he says, interesting, but on page 17 on the left, he says, Alam Rizim saving the Sivas Rabbeinu, Shakosu Mishmei Dagrach Mi Brisk, Nukushka Gamal Vibes Mithnish Pasku Bashiram, Im Hayom Yom Risha Bashabbos, Ladovet Mizbar. He said that the Levim of the Beis Hamikdash, I guess he learns Pshat in the Mishnah in Talmud, that that's what B'yom HaRasheni HaYom Omrim B'Shabbos.
No, but they of course don't say Shabbo HaYu HaLevim Omrim.
Right, they would say Hayom Yom Risha B'Shabbos.
That's why this discussion is not only, in words, it's a double discussion, really.
Yeah.
In words, it's not only on do you say it or don't you say it. Because if you say it, what do you say?
Right. But he says that Rav Chaim Brisker was of the opinion that in the Beis HaMikdash, they said Hayom Yom Risha B'Shabbos. How does he know that? We have to look at the Sefer and the Sivas Rabbeinu. You have the Sivas Rabbeinu. Amit Shun Nun Vav. No, Rav Aaron.
What? I never heard of the Sefer. What's the Sefer?
It's a brisker. It's probably a collection of brisker Vepach. Let's see if it's on the Osa or Hebrew books.
I'll look in the Bible.
The Tivot Rabbeinu. Looks like it's a brisk one of these briskest Sfarim or Chumash. Nothing like a brisket Sefer or Chumash.
Just to go back for a moment, so the Shirat Shmuel proves or argues that according to two of the three opinions, you don't say the Koteret on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, from the Ramban, he's got a good argument. The Noam Elimelech, you know, we have to be so careful of these things because the Noam Elimelech doesn't take the pshat in the pasuk. It's a, let's say it nicely, it's drush, okay? And on the basis of that drush, he's saying not to say a koteret on Shabbos. I'm not saying the stakes are the highest of stakes, but yeah. Still, you know, these things get out of hand. Okay. And they don't step back and say, oh, wait a second, that is a nice drush, you know, say it at Shalosh Shudas. But, you know, don't just decide on the basis of that whether or not you say
it. Yeah.
It's not in Bar Ilan. I'll look in Google, though.
It has to be something in the Otzer Chochma, maybe in Hebrew books. Bar Ilan is not going to have the safer part, as you said. Yeah.
Oh, you can buy it in Rabotenu shops. Sefer Netivot Rabotenu Levet HaLevi, Levet HaLevi Brisk, yeah. Okay, let's see. These are all, you can buy it in Feldheim, you can buy it in Orach Chaim, Zundel, you can buy it in Zundel.
Zundel Berber.
Yeah. But the question is where it is. Let's see. Okay. There we go.
This is a brisk of war. Amud Shundud Vav.
In what? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it says Kitzvei HaTalmidim. So, we try.
They have it, Aaron?
I don't. There's a whole day. They don't. The index isn't very good. I wrote Netivot Rabotenu, and they give me everything that says Netivot. So you can go forever here.
I'm doing the same thing, Aaron.
Yeah. You have to just have to page by page. That's not a very friendly index.
Okay, you know, maybe later I'll try to find it in the library. I'm going to have to go soon.
Okay. The Chora, it's not here.
Okay. So I will try to find it and we can put it up on so we can see it inside. Okay. Okay. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, will be a regular Zman, the regular 11 o'clock Zman. Okay. But it's interesting. We saw the discussion of Shabbos, the discussion of the what this purpose of the Kotaret is it a key of the Ramban? Is it a Zecher of Churban HaBayis? Is it Hayom? Or is it to connect, understand the connection of Shabbos to the week? And the idea of But the concept is, it's a beautiful, it's a psychological, it's a very deep psychological vort. It's not just Rush. It's a deep psychological vort of the Noam Elimelech of fear from Ava. That fear to disappoint someone you love. I think I think it's a very, very important psychological idea.
But on a wider thing, you know, all the midrashim, you know, about every time he found a better piece of fish, he said Zelechavod Shabbos, Zelechavod Shabbos. No, if we were really in the right place, everything we do would revolve about how we're preparing for Shabbos all week. In other words, everything with that in mind. There's a cashier in the supermarket. So, well, every time you buy something, she says Lechavod Shabbos Kodesh.
Where in Hardof?
In Givat Shaul, Osherad. She says everything is. I could buy it. I'm buying it on Tuesday. It doesn't matter. Lechavod Shabbos
Kodesh.
I was just saying the drush is on the pasuk in Tehillim.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. Okay, but
I wasn't knocking. The idea is nice, but the.
You should see the clip. There's a beautiful clip of Rav David Feinstein shopping Thursday night in Aaron's in Queens. And how he picks out the peros and the, you know, he picks up a tomato like, you know, like someone paskening on Esrog. If you can get it, it's good to look at it. Okay, I don't have to put it down, but maybe you can find it. It's online someplace. It's shopping look for Shabbos from David Feinstein in the supermarket. He Dafko went all the way to Queens because he lived in the Lower East Side. He went to Queens Thursday night. He had a fias of buying Chavod Shabbos. He would pick out the tomato. He would pick out the thing. It's fascinating. You should see it. I recommend. Okay. Kol Tov. Have a good day.